Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. Extremely sad news today, as you have to advise of two club members passing away within 36 hours of each other. Warwick Marshall C, VK4NW, passed away in his sleep on July 14th after a short illness. Warwick, or Wazza as he was known, was a long-time club member of over 15 years and was extremely active working on the club's repeaters. Wazza was responsible for securing our Noosa Heads and Black Mountain repeater sites and was also net control for our 6-metre repeater. He had connections with the Wagga Amateur Radio Club as he lived and worked in Wagga for the local electricity network, and when he moved to Queensland, he worked for Sequeb. He moved up near Bundaberg but later moved to the Sunshine Coast and then Morayfield. Last year, he moved into assisted living at Butterham. Wazza was a larger-than-life character and was always ready to help, or if it involved repeaters, take over, but in a helpful way. Whenever we had an event that required comms support, he was ready to take it on and work tirelessly through the event. He was secretary of the club from 2011 up to 2019 when he embarked on his bucket list trip circumnavigating Australia over 12 months. He was constantly updating us with photos and stories, so he was really having a good time. Tony Van Lisdonk, VK4ET, VK5WC. He died as a result of a single vehicle accident on the morning of July 16th. Tony was a well-liked and valuable club member that was always smiling and ready to help out. For the past 2 years, he helped set up for our Sunfest event, which entailed a 2-hour drive each way from his home in Kilkeven, but he was always there early and stayed to the end. This is the type of bloke he was. Tony had been in South Australia and hence the VK5 call, and moved to the Gympie region and was a regular visitor to Skark and also a member of the Gympie Club and served on their committee. He was also supporting the Lightning Ridge Radio Club. Only a couple of years ago, he was able to buy a house at Kilkeven and was really enjoying his time out there with partner Carol and was just about to start working for the Rural Fire Brigade. Tragically, Tony died on the way to his first day working with the Fire Brigade. Valet, Warwick, VK4NW, and Tony, VK4ET.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, it's John Saunders, VK4BZ, from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club once again. Last week I told you about the amateur radio display at Eltronics, Unit 2, 1870 Sandgate Road, Virginia, coming up on Saturday, 6th of August. Yes, the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club is always seeking ways to be actively out and about in the community promoting the hobby. We make contacts face-to-face, not just over the air. Otherwise, the only people we tell about how great our hobby is ourselves. So what am I getting at? People wonder that quite a lot about me, actually. Well, what we're asking is if you have a friend or family member who is even remotely interested in amateur radio or electronics or computing or four-wheel driving or anything that involves communication technology and you're in the North Brisbane area, why not invite them along on Saturday, 6th of August to Eltronics, Virginia? Let them come along. Talk with someone else about amateur radio, all the while stuffing a delicious snag into their mouth, washed down by a softie from the fridge. How much better can it get? You tell me. So once again, Saturday, 6th of August, at Eltronics, Unit 2, 1870 Sandgate Road, Virginia. Or just check out the club website for details. This is John Saunders, VK4BZ, for the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. It's a good feeling when the ducks all line up, so to speak, and something that you hoped you could do becomes reality. So it was last week when I found that I had an afternoon, when I had a few hours to indulge myself. I proverbially blew the dust off the soldering iron and took one of the kits I have and indulged in some electronic construction. Now, most of us who get the electronics bug in some way, and particularly those whose home is amateur radio, building items to enhance our activities does bring a sense of achievement when the project is complete and working. I managed to get a lot of components mounted and have a few tasks yet to complete before I try out this project, but it certainly gave a warm glow of satisfaction to have progressed to the stage where completion is a real outcome rather than just a hope. Obviously, there must be many others, and we do hear the calls from new enthusiasts for help in skilling themselves in various activities that we call homebrew. It is one of these things that can be done within clubs or individually, and the satisfaction of helping others produce something that they can claim as their own gives its own reward. Most of us who have been playing with things electrical will have all the basic tools required, and there is always a place where projects can be laid out and constructed. How many of us get the opportunity, or indeed make the opportunity, to share this part of our interest with others? How many of us are willing to share our skills to see another person grow in their enjoyment of this recreation? How many of us can share our experience of coaching others in hands-on, practical side of amateur radio? A lot of people find an interest in learning skills to support their hobbies by information on the net, and particularly the video sharing services. There is more material available than any one person can absorb in several lifetimes, but the big issue is many of the articles contain wrong or partial information, poor knowledge of the subject, and or bad construction techniques. This is where the personal approach is vitally important to ensure that safety is observed and proper methods are used. A classic failure that I have seen in videos is the person soldering by melting the solder and then carrying the molten material to the joint on the tip of the iron. In trade circles, this is guaranteed to get you a reputation for producing dog's droppings. As the joint is not properly heated, the flux is evaporated, and the solder does not penetrate and adhere correctly. The use of power tools that gets demonstrated by some of the self-taught masters of the video art is frightening for the lack of concern for personal safety and undue wear on the equipment. Here is an opportunity that can be taken within clubs or by us individually to help grow a better, more knowledgeable and satisfied group of constructors. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.